Discourse 15, August 22, 1932, Saint Germain. Invocation. Thou wondrous mighty creator of all that is, animated by thy mighty energy ever flowing through thy heart, we give praise and thanks for the outpouring of thy mighty love, wisdom, and power, thy mighty supply, ever-present. All active is thy mighty substance, waiting to be acted upon by the consciousness of the children of earth. We give praise and thanks for thy radiant presence, ever-quickening into activity thy particles of thyself, the electron, causing it to shed its radiance more and more brilliantly everywhere, for thy activity through nature in the minerals and rocks. We give praise and thanks for the gem of America lying in the heart of thy presence, awaiting the hour to fulfill thy majestic plan, pouring out to the children of earth thy mighty grace and activity that will be the central gem in thy crown, radiating goodwill to man. We praise thee, thou King of Kings, that all be thy mighty messengers, parts of thyself, and for the part of thyself that causes us to know the factor in all life. Strengthen thy children, that they may hold steadfast in thy mighty radiance, in peace and blessing to mankind and all the earth. I bring you greetings and blessings from the cherubim, the deva, and the ascended host. The Discourse. I bring you triple greetings and blessings from the cherubim and the deva and the ascended host, who give their praise and encouragement to you for the unasked aid in holding the mighty focus wherein the power of the music was sent forth to all the earth, to heal, to bless, to bring peace, and to prosper. It is one thing to give praise and assistance when asked, and a far greater thing to sense it and give without being asked. Give forth praise and recognition of this blessing constantly. And from this day forth, you will find a great change taking place in all your affairs. The Music Festival of Chicagoland was the greatest opportunity of its kind on earth for radiating the light from the ascended host to a great number of humanity. Up to this time, the opportunity of radiating through the Passion Play of Omer Ammergau was the greatest outside of the retreats. Many people unknowingly have been awakened while absorbing the presence during the Passion Play. The commercial world is sometimes foolish enough to think that a divine radiation may be transferred from one continent to another to gratify its ambitious vanity. When something is established for a special purpose, if the time arrives when it can no longer be utilized, the power and force are withdrawn. The Music Festival's Inner Activity. I feel certain that this important activity of the Chicago Tribune will open the way for mighty inner power to flow into its activity. Whether this is done from the outer or inner activity is not important. It is worthy of great inner commendation. As the immense billows of created color from the music rose in great castle-like shapes and stood there in their vibrant color of active life, the mighty cherubim, deva, and ascended host created a mighty pillar of light, white in color, raising it to the height of the cherubim, from which its rays, colored by the consciousness of the requirement, were sent forth to all parts of the earth, especially encompassing America, touching the hearts and consciousness of many individuals throughout the land, who, it is seen from the higher standpoint, will become messengers of the light. The activity sent forth by the Deva. The activity sent forth by the Deva was from the Jade Temple of Light, causing the quickening of the inner activity of individuals everywhere that were in any wise prepared to receive it. The activity of the cherubim. The activity of the cherubim was from the Golden Temple of Light, raising the attunement of the mentality of individuals everywhere who could be raised. The activity of the ascended host. Seven of the ascended host, acting from the Violet Temple of Light, sent forth mighty rays, commanding obedience to the inner activity of divine forces acting everywhere on the physical plane. Here may I say that all acceptance of the mighty truth and its activity by the student or individual must always be voluntary. The more intense the joy reaching out for light and understanding, the more is it hastened into activity in the individual's life and world. The more one accepts the inner truth as a reality, the more that one can be used as a mighty messenger of the light. So much is to be given of this mighty inner truth that will strain the credulity of even the most sincere student, that nothing but the inner prompting of the individual's own God within will make it possible for him to accept. Nothing will be given except verifiable truth. Yet there will be many who, not yet having reached quite the point of assimilation, may think some things quite far-fetched. But that will be unfortunate for them. No longer, in the mighty radiation of this inner presence, is the growth of the individual to be considered. But the radiance will pour forth, clothing humanity in its close embrace. Those who have an awakened understanding to grasp the import of this mighty activity in their individual lives and in the world at large will find a speed of activity in their own consciousness that will at times quite amaze them. Thus it behooves every sincere student to reach for the light with all the strength and sincerity at his or her command, so that they may share and utilize this great glory of God showered upon earth, clothing the children of God with such light as the earth has not known before. We have determined that this thought, feeling, and expression of depression shall fade away from the minds of mankind and be replaced by courage, strength, and confidence. The Way to Freedom. Again, let me say with great emphasis that the perfect and quickest way to freedom is the feeling of constantly moving in the radiance and intelligence of God. Consciously fill yourself, your mind and body, so full of God that there isn't room for anything else. Guard yourself, and do not give quarter to any kind of feeling that is less than all of God. Those who may walk and talk with God. At various periods during the past centuries, especially the earlier centuries, it was an acknowledged fact that a few of humanity walked and talked with God. I assure you, for your encouragement, that there are 10 times the number of people today walking and talking with God, who, if they could cast off the outer effect of human fear and suggestion, might easily equal those of the past who walked and talked with God. Those of former times were absolutely fearless, even concerning their own lives and liberty. Consequently, they opened wide the door for that mighty flow of God's activity through them. The people of today have too much reticence in sharing their experience of the many wondrous things they have received, because of human opinions. In most instances, they have held these locked within their own hearts, lest they should be ridiculed. When one is consciously with God, moving in His mighty presence, why should that one fear what any man might say? It is he who bears false witness that should fear, not the messenger of truth. For at this time, instead of the messenger of truth being burned at the stake, the one who bears false witness or attempts to interfere is the most liable to be scorched by the inner fire, the flame of God. In these days, the messengers of God always draw to themselves their own. In other words, those who are ready to receive the river of light that is poured forth through the messengers. No one will be urged or carried, but each must come from his or her own joyous desire, knowing that God in each one is his own self-sustaining power. It is now important to utilize every channel to pour forth the radiation of light, to hasten the adjustment of things and conditions. When the wedge has once been driven and can be followed up by the conscious cooperation of a few of the children of light, then the barrier of human thought is torn asunder and cast aside, and the river of light pours forth on its way. In this case, the river of light is not destructive, while the river of water may be. However, you will notice in all the great avenues of progress that at the times when there seemed to have been destructive forces at work, it was but the coarser element giving way and being replaced by the activity of higher attunement. I trust that each of you will feel the great joy that I feel in these accomplishments, not only in your own activity, but in that which has gone forth to bless mankind. For keeping awake. If you find yourself feeling drowsy when you wish to work, command the cause to be consumed, that you may stand free to do that which you wish to do. For going to sleep, command through your mighty inner presence that when you wish to sleep, you are held in that presence, invincible, and that the body sleeps as an infant. Know always that you are God-commanded, so you guard yourself that you do not give power unknowingly to any outer thing. No matter what is attempted by the outer, it has no power unless it be of God. Command as Christ. When you command from the Christ standpoint, only Christ-like results can follow. Of that you can be absolutely certain, because when you command as the Christ, you immediately cause the inner activity to take place. It shuts off the outer, using it only as a vehicle of conveyance. As you continue consciously to fill your thought, mind, and body full to overflowing with God, you will find that you are utilizing an invincible armor that will build into a permanent guard of your thought and intellect. Until one has had the experience of seeing one appear from the invisible, there is always a startled feeling the first time it occurs. The radiation from the blue costumes at the music festival was very powerful because the blue ray was used intensively. The blue ray is always used to disintegrate the coarser or lower human element. Beloved Lonto is always in charge of the retreat at the Royal Teton. You will find during the next 7 years specific activity among the ascended masters. Those having special qualities will be called upon for specific activity because of their own natural quality. I shall have to leave you, as I have a long way to go, to the Andes. It is quite nice, after all, to go about without having to pay carfare. The transfer may require 2, 3, 4, or 7 minutes to make the change of distance. At first, one does not have the sense of going through space, but later on, we do see the same as you do. Benediction. We give praise and thanks for the mighty radiant presence that ever ministers to the messengers of light, which is ever shedding courage to bless and sustain them in their pilgrimage on the pathway of light. We give praise and thanks to the great centers of light that have been pleased by the radiation from this center, ever shedding thy radiance through this center to mankind, that all may be lifted up to thee.